I've been making self-help content for about 8 months now. And no matter how much my content grows, I always have those days where I want to go back to how it was before all this. Before any of the attention and the need for posting consistently, and I don't want to say the pressure, but before the expectations of everyone else waiting for me to drop the next thing. I'm not the type of person to care for validation, and I'm most definitely not the type of person to post every little thing about myself on the internet, but I have those days where I question why I do all this. And I sit with this feeling and I look back to who I was before all this, and I remember that I always wanted to be in this position. The younger version of me that was plagued by social anxiety and was so used to quiet days and afraid of any attention and so used to the comfort of my own bubble, now having a voice that's being heard by so many people every single day. And I look back and I can see how excited that version of me would be if he knew where I was at right now. And I thought about it more, and I thought about how there's so many people out there who are in a similar situation as I am, where they're finally starting to achieve the things they wanted for so long, and there's a part of them that just wants to go back and choose the easy route and cling to what's familiar. So many people do this and keep repeating the same cycles, whether it be in relationships, their jobs, or giving up on something they've always wanted to do because it requires you to change. And most people do not like change. And when this happens, it's important to know that although your feelings are valid, this is your ego, and it's doing exactly what it's meant to do. All it's trying to do is protect you, but it's also designed to keep you in the same place. So when you seek change or you finally start doing good for yourself, you feel panic and everything inside of you tells you that you just need to go back to how it used to be. Because that's what's comfortable, right? We don't like change. This is why so many people have a fear of success, because if you succeed, what's on the other side? What do you have to change? How much different will your life be? What new responsibilities will you have? But that's the beauty of it, right? We don't know what the future holds. And every day is another opportunity to surprise yourself. You aren't your ego, and your ego doesn't control you. Every single day you can miss what you used to be, but still make the decision to move forward. Every day you can have a part of you that you know you want to go back to, but still choose to move forward towards what's best for you, because the past version of you doesn't align with where you're going. Understand that your ego doesn't control you if you don't let it. And even though that part of you desperately wants to go back to that past version of you, you can make conscious decisions to move forward. Even if it tries to convince you that you're not worthy of everything you're working towards, know that it's only doing its job. It thinks that going back is going to protect you, but you have the final say on if it's right or wrong. So keep your head up. Keep going. Don't let your fears of the unknown stop you. I have that little voice inside my head that keeps telling me to stop. That's telling me that I'm not worthy of any of the success, or that nobody cares what I have to say. But that's not going to stop me. And even though I'm grateful for my ego doing its job trying to protect me, I trust myself enough to know that even on those days where I don't feel the most confident, that I'll make it out all right. Because when I look back to the version of myself that couldn't express his voice and always dreamed of being in a position where my voice wouldn't be something I was afraid of anymore, I know that that part of me is cheering me on. So do it for the version of you that had a dream. And do it for the version of you now that deserves better. You are in charge of your ego.